This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Hank Hammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Today I'm talking with Dr. Bill Thomas, J.E. Bush Professor of Accounting. Dr. Thomas is a well-known expert when it comes to the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, otherwise known to accounting professionals as SOX. Dr. Thomas, what is SOX and what kind of impact does it have on U.S. corporations?
The very first words in the Act say the purpose of SOX, which is to protect investors by improving the accuracy and reliability of corporate disclosures made under the Securities Acts of 1933 and 1934. The Sarbanes-Oxley Act is actually the most sweeping legislation impacting financial disclosures since this Depression-era legislation, which are the Securities Acts of 33 and 34. And the purpose is to protect investors and to impose on corporations additional responsibilities and disclosures. And actually, there are other purposes of the acts that are made pretty clear when you go down through the 11 titles and some 66 pages of narrative that describe the act. There are responsibilities not just for corporations, but for everyone who has anything to do with financial disclosures of public companies. The company officers, especially the CEO and the CFO, their boards of directors have new responsibilities. Their auditors, regulators such as the SEC, the courts, there's literally something for everybody. And lots of people are having to change the way they do things because of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 2002.
In what ways have they had to change things?
Well, among other things, auditors of public companies are having to account for their actions now according to a new private body that answers to the SEC called the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board. And this board, it makes, for example, every public company register with the board. They are responsible for going around and inspecting the quality of the work of those firms. So their responsibilities are quite sweeping. And then when it gets into the corporate responsibility, corporations have sweeping reforms and that they have to adhere to. Corporations have spent billions and billions of dollars complying with the act, which, by the way, has given rise to quite a public outcry, especially of smaller companies because of the expense involved. These include requiring all public companies to have independent audit committees. It requires, in cases of companies that have been found to have committed misstatements and improper acts, a forfeiture of bonuses and profits based on false and misleading information. Just all sorts of rules and regulations that go to great lengths to try to ensure that investors are protected in ways that perhaps they had not been before these acts were written.
Dr. Thomas is a professor of accounting. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Hank Hammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business, or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.